You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
You're listening to What's New with Wired.
It's Thursday, June 15th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today we're talking about how an anti-porn app put a man in jail and his family under surveillance. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. A court used an app called Covenant Eyes to surveil the family of a man released on bond. Now he's back in jail, and tech misuse may be to blame. By Dhruv Mehrotra. On a Wednesday morning in May, Hannah got a call from her lawyer. There was a warrant out for her husband's arrest. Her thoughts went straight to her kids. They were going to come home from school and their father would be gone. "It burned me," Hannah says, her voice breaking. "He hasn't done anything to get his bond revoked, and they couldn't prove he had." Hannah's husband is now awaiting trial in jail, in part because of an anti-pornography app called Covenant Eyes. The company explicitly says the app is not meant for use in criminal proceedings, but the probation department in Indiana's Monroe County has been using it for the past month to surveil not only Hannah's husband, but also the devices of everyone in their family. To protect their privacy, Wired is not disclosing their surname or the names of individual family members. Hannah agreed to use her nickname. Prosecutors in Monroe County this spring charged Hannah's husband with possession of child sexual abuse material, a serious crime that she says he did not commit and to which he pleaded not guilty. Given the nature of the charges, the court ordered that he not have access to any electronic devices as a condition of his pretrial release from jail. To ensure he complied with those terms, the probation department installed Covenant Eyes on Hannah's phone, as well as those of her two children and her mother-in-law. In near real time, probation officers are being fed screenshots of everything Hannah's family views on their devices, from images of YouTube videos watched by her 14-year-old daughter to online underwear purchases made by her 80-year-old mother-in-law. The family's entire digital life is scrutinized by county authorities. "I'm afraid to even communicate with our lawyer," Hannah says. "If I mention anything about our case, I'm worried they are going to see it and use it against us." Covenant Eyes is part of a multi-million-dollar market of accountability apps sold to churches and parents as a tool to police online activity. For a monthly fee, the app monitors every single thing a user does on their devices, then sends the data it collects, including screenshots, to an ally or accountability partner who can review the user's online activities. For Hannah's family, their Covenant Eyes allies are two probation officers in Monroe County's pretrial services program, charged with scrutinizing their web activity and ensuring that Hannah's husband does not violate the terms of his bond while using one of his family members' devices. Covenant Eyes doesn't permit its software to be used in a premeditated legal setting, such as monitoring people on probation, according to its terms of service. But public spending documents, court records, and interviews show that courts in at least five U.S. states have used Covenant Eyes to surveil the devices of people who are awaiting trial or released on parole. Neither Covenant Eyes nor multiple officials in Monroe County responded to repeated requests for comment and detailed questions about the app's monitoring. While the use of Covenant Eyes in a criminal legal setting likely only represents a tiny fraction of the hundreds of thousands of people under court-ordered electronic surveillance, the stakes are still high for those required to use it. The app's accuracy could determine whether a loved one lives at home or behind bars. Legal experts say that its use raises serious constitutional and due process concerns. The Covenant Eyes app was developed by Michael Holm, a former National Security Agency mathematician who now works as a data scientist for the company. It captures everything visible on a device's screen, taking at least one screenshot per minute. It then analyzes the screenshots locally before slightly blurring them and saving them on a server. Images the system marks as possibly explicit are flagged for further review. For example, one Covenant Eyes report sent to Hannah's probation officer, which Wired reviewed, flagged an online advertisement for a back brace that included a woman in a tank top as potentially concerning. The app also monitors every network request a device makes, blocking allegedly pornographic content and alerting allies about requests the software deems suspicious. Multiple probation officer associations, public defense organizations, and bail funds Wired contacted had never heard of the software and were unfamiliar with any screen monitoring software being used for pretrial monitoring. Independent legal experts who spoke to Wired say that the use of an app like Covenant Eyes stems from a lack of oversight over how courts deploy punitive surveillance technology and judges' broad authority to impose monitoring conditions without real accountability. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, his drivers unionized, then Amazon tried to terminate his contract. And checking in on Wired Science, gentle brain stimulation can improve memory during sleep. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from wired.com.